At World Power Technologies, everybody has energy. Elliot Bailey owns World Power Technologies. Bailey's ingenuity has landed him a $1.25 million contract with the U.S. government. Partly to boost U.S. exports, the Department of Energy is commissioning Bailey to design a new windmill, one just right for small villages in the developing world. Today, he's talking with a Turkish businessman who's thinking about representing the company in the Middle East. Bailey says small villages there would be perfect settings for his new windmill.
A village without electricity, just a small amount of electricity, is almost a miracle. It's lights, so your children can study at night and become educated. It's a small refrigerator, you know. It's medicines, emergency supplies, and it's water pumping. It's a miracle.
But it's not just the developing world Bailey's targeting. He's also targeting small Midwestern farms. At 14 kilowatts, Bailey's machine is considered small compared to the huge machines on wind farms in places like California. Those produce 1 million watts. The big machines are designed to provide power for an entire American city, while Bailey is concentrating on small villages or family farms. He's got several technical innovations that he hopes will put his product ahead of others in the market. During extremely high winds, conventional systems turn the blade out of the wind. The problem is they don't generate any power then. But Bailey's machine will still produce electricity when the blade is turned away from the wind. Another innovation? His tower, 60 to 120 feet tall, depending on the site, is collapsible.
We're going to have a tower system that is owner installable, and it'll allow you to fold the tower down to the ground, like a flagpole in a sense. You can bring the wind generator down to ground level to install it and work on it and check it out. And you don't have to hire a crane, and you don't have to bring in a trained crew. We feel that that's the key to bringing down the cost of these systems.
Most dramatically, the new 22-foot blade will be made with brand-new technology. Until now, windmill blades have been made of wood or fiberglass, and they had to be made individually. Bailey has designed a plastic blade that can be mass-produced. Production manager Steve Wilkie says there are several advantages.
They're consistently weighted, so that we don't have to balance and add lead weights to the blades. They always have a consistent shape because they're machine-produced rather than hand-produced. They have a nice knife-trailing edge for silent operation. They also offer more flexibility relative to the wood or carbon fiber blades.
You're bending it.
Yeah, exactly. So that they... So that they won't snap under load or under extreme gusty winds. They have a little give.
Wilkie says another advantage of the new design is the relatively low price, projected at less than $20,000, including the tower and a small battery supply. It would also provide blackout protection during storms, and when the wind makes more electricity than the farm is using, the power will flow to the grid, and the electric meter will run more slowly or even turn backwards. In a typical Midwestern location, the windmill should pay for itself in 10 years and go on providing free electricity for another 10 to 20 years. Jimmy Sedita works for the Environmental Law and Policy Center in Chicago, a group promoting renewable energy sources. He says deregulation of the utility industry will open up the market so new developments like Bailey's high-tech wind generator can find their place.
We're always looking for every opportunity to shave a little more off the cost, because we're right there at that point now where if we can get these a little bit cheaper, they'll become competitive with other sources of energy in the region. And we always talk about this area as the Saudi Arabia of undeveloped wind energy. The wind resource is so good, it's so reliable, and so affordable that if we developed all the wind resources that look like they would be cost-effective, we could probably make up the electricity for the whole central part of the United States from wind energy.
Sedita says the main thing holding back wind energy is resistance from some utilities. They say they're already doing a good job at providing reliable electric service, and they're reluctant to open up their distribution systems to wind energy, which they consider riskier than coal or nuclear power. They typically pay less to small wind energy producers, which makes a wind power system an investment that takes a while to pay back. Electric utility deregulation means different states have different rules. Bailey's new machine is still in the design phase. He hopes when it comes on the market in 3 years, the economic climate will be better for wind power. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in Duluth.